Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Christmas show, Bob, and we're going to talk about a little Christmas food and maybe follow up on last week's show with regard to Christmas gifts for the griller. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby? Hey,
thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. It is everyone's favorite time of the year.
Right.
So, let's try and make it a little better for everybody with maybe some ideas for gifts and maybe some food. We are doing lots of food, that probably varies in every house because some people go to everybody's houses and then somebody has to have that house that everybody goes to.
Right. And then you got your corporate Christmas parties too. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And, you know, you have your company Christmas
parties. And where's yours?
What? Yeah, right. And you have your company Christmas parties, and those are largely catered most of the time. I'm not a big potluck guy. I tell you what, I just got a little phobia for I'm not picking on anybody I work with, but when it comes from a potluck, there's 60, 70 kitchens this stuff comes from, and I'm just never sure what those kitchens look like.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a phobia I have. It's just not me. I don't do potlucks well at all. I'd rather have
one of our cats is like you.
Yeah, exactly.
She's really finicky.
And that's what I'm worried about is whose cat was running across the countertop when they made that casserole.
Maureen's got a great cat story for
you. Yeah, right. Well, there's no such thing.
Somebody bringing food to a Christmas party in a box that they kept their cat in.
Yes, right, exactly.
So just there you go.
Interesting little flavor profile there.
Just justified your paranoia.
Right.
Quit smoking so much weed, you'll be over it.
Right, if that were only the case, but it's not. So anyway, we've got lots of different things that we can cover today because it is the holidays, and you look for something creative to bring to the parties when you come to them. I've done three already this year. We've got a couple more to do. We'll be coming over to the Nurmico household on Christmas Eve. Always look forward to that. We'll talk a little bit about that. I'm sure that there's a great menu there. You've got your family, her family, and
the weekend between Christmas and New Year's, we're doing her family on Saturday and my family on Sunday. So I'm going to get the big smoker out and do briskets, butts, ribs, and some large hens.
Oh. So, and you're going to do it all at one time
yeah.
and then just feed it 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that.
That way I can take some of the briskets and butts, cool them down, and then heat them up on Sunday morning before my family arrives
so that
I don't have to run the smoker for two days in a row.
Right.
It's just too much.
So what's that look like? Because I think that's really smart to do. So what do you do, Bob, for the people on the second day to make sure that they get just as good a food off the smoker as the people did off the first day when it was fresh? Is it that you don't care about the second day, or what are you doing to that?
Well,
I think people might want to know.
I think if you're doing it right the first day, you're all set because most things that you are smoking will end up wrapped for a finish. So literally you can pull them out and cool them down. Fortunately, it's like 20 degrees out, so I'll just bring a table out, and when I get done with those pieces, they're going to sit outside right on the table and cool down.
Okay.
And then they'll go in a cooler outside overnight.
Okay.
And they'll be just fine.
So
with the butts, you got to kind of worry because they're so big that if you don't have them in cold enough weather, they'll take too long to cool down, and you can actually start building up bacteria. So I think if it's 20, 25 degrees outside, they're going to cool down beautifully. And now if it was really hot outside and I pulled them at 195, threw them in a cooler, and sustained them and kept them like at one, let them drop below no more than 175, they'd be good the next day.
Right.
They will, in my igloos, they'll stay really hot for a long time. And you're safe doing that.
Right.
You don't want to get down below like 155 degrees, though.
Right. And so what that is,
keep them at like 180.
You're talking about a dry cooler,
yep,
is what we talk about.
Right.
And you put those.
A Cambro is not going to do the job.
Right.
But if you have a five-day cooler, like from Igloo,
right,
the 5 days, if I put briskets in there at 195, they'll end up at 200 for 6 hours. And after a day, they're still like at 180, 185.
Right.
They're incredibly good at keeping food warm.
And so what we're doing is they're wrapped,
yep,
right, in tin foil. And then you put them in there and you put them right on top of each other and you shut that lid and you,
yep,
do not open that
Don't
lid
open
until
it.
You're
That's
ready
right.
to. And to get them out of there and serve them.
Sounds like disgusting, but you can't taste the difference.
Right, right. And what it does, I've found, is that when you've wrapped them in foil like that, the fat keeps rendering, and you get really juicy meat.
You get a lot of grease.
You get a lot of grease from the bottom of your cooler, but you also get it in that foil. So
yeah,
when you're pulling it, in the case of shoulders, is you get really, really moist meat.
Mm-hmm.
The brisket, it just keeps it moist. It kind of steams itself. And then when you cut it, it's still just luscious. But
yeah,
you can do that with chickens too, whole chickens, because I noticed you said you're going to do butts. You're going to do
chickens. Yeah, we're going to get some big roasting hens.
Right.
Or some small turkey. I'm not sure. I'm going to spatchcock them, though, whatever I do, because I just like saying it.
And again,
spatchcock.
And then that's cutting the back out of them, laying
yeah.
them flat.
Yeah.
And that basically gives you both sides. You don't have an inside that's going to take longer to cook. You got two flat surfaces. You just flip it over.
Right. So I'm doing butts and briskets. Maureen's asking for ribs this year because I made her ribs the other night. And she goes, wow, we haven't had ribs in so long. And you know what? She was right. And
yeah,
they were just St. Louis ribs. They were just, you know, spare ribs.
Right.
But it was really nice to have ribs. It's been so long that they're finally starting to taste good again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not my favorite cut of meat on the grill. I know people just die for ribs.
Well,
but
she likes most. I mean, a lot of people like them that don't get them much. So
right,
I'm going to do probably 10 racks or so.
So let's talk about that because they can dry out.
Yeah. Well, they don't. Yeah, and again, the same thing. If you hydrate and wrap, they're not going to dry out. And now for the ones I'm going to use for my family, I will.
Is this the second day or the first day?
Yep, the second day.
Okay.
I will just wrap and stow them. And then I'll fire up the grill the second day, and I'll finish them off on my grill.
Finish them off with sauce?
Yep.
Okay. So
sauce.
Most
people like some sauce.
You're going to dry smoke them. No sauces.
Just rub them.
Just rub them.
Yep.
Right. And then the second day when you're ready to reheat them, because really all you want to do is make that sauce a little tacky to get it just to the right consistency,
yep,
whatever sauce you use.
Depends
the
on
grill
who,
is perfect
depends
for that.
Depends on what your people want. You can,
right,
you can finish them off however. You generally know your audience, right?
Right.
You know, my wife wants them saucy.
Okay.
Whatever.
See, I prefer to sauce them after they're off the grill. I'm not a big cooked on sauce guy. It just seems to make a huge mess of my grill.
Well,
flares up and
okay,
all that stuff. But
that's okay.
Yeah, it's just personal preference, man. You
so,
can do it any way you want.
So the other thing is, of course, planning out those parties and those cooks. That's a big part of it. So I'm ordering my meat next Tuesday, and got to order a bunch for Impact Church, too. We're going to do 300 pounds of loin.
Yep. I know we're both involved with that one, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. So I got some business to do with Sobey Meat.
Right. That's cool. That's good. You know what? No better place. We'll talk about Sobeys later in the show. Coming up next, it's a Cajun Christmas with the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and